Well, Jeremy, it seems like every time you turn on the TV, the candidates are debating or chatting with an audience in a forum. Raise some questions for us, like, are primetime political shows the new campaign ads? And is there something a little off-putting about a presidential election as primetime entertainment? Or is that exactly what should happen in a democracy? Just yesterday, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders took part in a CNN town hall in South Carolina. Listen to some of the intro to that event.
Let's see if Senator Bernie Sanders and Secretary Hillary Clinton can deliver.
Tonight, the Democrats turn to face voters before their first chance to win in the South.
Yeah, the race for the White House 2016.
On pay-per-view.
It's like a new reality show. Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, we had the town hall yesterday for the Democrats. Later tonight, sure. There's a Fox GOP panel. Tomorrow, there's a Republican debate. Is this as different as it feels?
It's different in tone. I would have said that there's been a ton more of these things. But I got to say, I looked it up, and actually there were more debates. Take the Republican side, which is, I think, where there's actually a bit more heat because, of course, the Trump factor we've all been talking about. There were 21 primary debates in 2008. There were 20 GOP debates in 2012. This year, there have been 13 scheduled. And remember, the chairman of the RNC, Rince Priebus, wanted to limit and get a handle over how many of these things there were going to be. There are obviously additionally a half dozen formed. But the thing is that there's some intensity and interest on the Democratic side and Bernie Sanders, what's going to happen there. But on the Republican side, people genuinely, I can't stress this enough, want to know what is going to come out of Donald Trump's mouth next. And I can promise you that producers and executives at every cable network, even the broadcast networks operating in this country, are desperate for some taste of that to run on their air because it proves ratings catnip.
Just as he said. And by the way, you mentioned the Republicans, and we should say just yesterday it seemed like we were complaining that the DNC, the Democrats, had set up too few candidate forums. So here we are now. But the question is there something unseemly about it, or is it better for a democracy when it gets ginned up the way it is?
Oh, I think there's something in some ways untoward about the degree to which it's promoted like boxing events. But I also think that, elections can be fun. Elections involve personalities. Elections have to draw viewers and audiences and readers and listeners. Otherwise, nobody's paying attention to them. I just think that, Donald Trump is literally a guy who has participated in WWE-style, staged wrestling, right? And I think that the networks are trying to hype up the tension and the drama, even beyond that, which already exists in plentifully. It's already there. It's rife with it. You don't have to make it up. But, to me, I'm much more concerned about the kinds of questions that are posed, the kinds of coverage that are offered, than the bunting that gets wrapped around this.
Well,
it's just kind of fun.
Well, Donald Trump is skipping the Fox News panel tonight because it's hosted by Megyn Kelly. There's that long, ongoing criticism he's had of her. But one other element that may be just important to us, I'm not sure. There have been all these events, and the media outlets that put them on, CNN, Fox, CBS, have very much restricted the amount of sound that people like us can use. And we've noticed that has the effect of limiting the sound you play in reports that we do. Jeremy just did one. And that means that you end up with usually a lot of Donald Trump because it's the heat and you feel obligated to play the heated moments. But that means you're part of an echo chamber and some candidates are left out. Your thoughts on people making money off of these events, but then restricting the use of it?
I think there's absolutely the case that networks are now counting on the ratings and revenues from some of these events. And it also helps them to brand themselves and to popularize and present and promote their anchors and their personalities. There's no question that they're making commercial decisions. They don't have to do that. PBS the other day licensed its debate that it was moderating to CNN and allowed it to share it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the financial transaction involved there was, but you could argue that more people could see it. It's obviously a public good in some ways for more people to see these things, but the penetration of cable is so high, even in this age of cord cutting, that I think that the vast majority of Americans will see it. And there are so many of these things that it's hardly as though you're not going to get some chance over the course of this to see these things online. Would I rather they're all free? You bet.
Yeah. Or maybe take some of the money and put it back into some kind of campaign finance reform plan, but that's for another day. Media correspondent David Folkenflik, NPR's Best. David, thank you so much.
Of course.